grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Chris Valley.
Do it, man.
Good afternoon.
Chris, when I was at school, we had some Brazilian exchange students, and one of them, after he would have a cone, would block his nose and then put his head between his legs and hold his breath as long as he could. Would that help the stone at all? Or is that... He seemed to think it really added to the buzz.
Wow.
Complex, eh?
No, I hadn't heard that one. Mm. Oxygen deprivation?
I think so. I think that's what it was. Yeah. He was a zany character.
Mm. That's zany. Yeah.
Smoke responsibly.
Hey, speaking of research, I'm just going to get straight into it because there was a couple of good studies that came out this week in the cannabis front.
Okay.
And this is something that we get asked a lot. What is the safety profile of oral cannabinoid medications in older patients? A lot of people ask me that.
I don't know.
And, this is what people's parents are often asking them.
Is this because oldies might have some weed and kind of get a bit loose?
They might have had it once, but they might be getting back into it. The biggest growth really is not among young people, but it's older people, you know, trying it for the first time or getting back into it. Wellness products, these sorts of things. So, but what they've found, the study that's come out, published in JAMA, out of King's College in London, in fact, there it is. So synthetic oral THC associated with dizziness. What is dizziness going to do in an elderly patient?
Mm.
Thinking or perception disorders. Oh, doesn't sound that good. But anyway, not that everyone gets it, but there was an association. But separate Israeli study using whole plant cannabis found a lower risk.
Yeah,
of
because
falling over.
Full THC is just that. You don't want that. That's cooked, right? You need a little bit of CBD in there to make it a harmonious situation, don't you?
That's right. Well, it's a mix often, and it's that entourage effect that a lot of patients say is, you know, where they're really getting the benefit.
Yeah.
And that actually brings me to another study. Now, last week we talked about a paper that had just come out, and regular listeners, of course, will be like, ah, yes, that was the one on the green fairies that ESR has done analysed the products that some green fairies are giving to patients or providing to patients. And I guess they were coming from a sort of framework or a viewpoint of pharmaceutical medicines, looking for consistency in individual single actives, and that was their kind of remark. Thing was, hey, there's lots of variation and there's lots of variability between products, but these are natural products. Mm. Whereas what we find in the study, well, actually the natural product is associated with less risk of falling. So often, it's this so-called variability.
We're trying to cut corners and there's no need.
Yeah, that's often it's having the balance of the many ingredients that are in the whole product.
It's classic human stuff, though, eh? Like, look what I've made. It's already made. You don't need to remake it. You know what I mean?
There you go.
So in a nutshell, the natural product is a lot... what we're hearing is kind of safer than some chemically produced synthetic.
Yeah, and often when you synthesize it or make it into a single one, then you get different risks, which might be worse. Mm-hmm. The key there, I think, is we have a framework here that only allows that single kind of, highly pharmaceuticalized version. It turns out, as much as I was saying last year that it was going to be a really amazing medicinal cannabis scheme, but turns out the way that they've done it, it's just a bit tighter than we really thought, tighter than the rest of the world, in fact. But with a few tweaks, it could be so much better. So one of the things, in fact, is allowing testing, and I've banged on about this a bit more. And in fact, a gentleman came and visited me in the shop today, and well done for doing it. He had heard on the show here, in fact, that about this PGR cannabis that we had talked about a couple of weeks ago. Cannabis that's sometimes particularly prevalent in Australia, but I personally have come across it here.
I'm sure I got some a couple of months ago.
There you go. Lots of brown hairs.
And stuff, and it looks impressive, but it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, and you can see it. You can perform your own analytical assay on it, which is sniff it and look at it. And if it looks like kind of brown hairs and no crystals. It smells a bit like hay rather than something delicious. Mm. We'll trust that, because that's what this PGR does. It actually lowers potency, right, but it puts on weight, so some of these unscrupulous growers might use it. But as I say, very common in Australia, and I'd come across it here, but a gentleman came in saying that actually it had triggered a huge autoimmune response in him could have been life-threatening. And by hearing it on the radio, he was able to talk to his doctor and cease use of that and swap it out for some other cannabis, and was very thankful
good
for
stuff.
That. So,
Good stuff.
Saying as well that people should keep an eye on the fertilizers that they decide to use, because often it might end up in a particular fertilizer without appearing on the label. So you might need to do a bit of research if you are
That's right. As I say, the Aussies are kind of on top of it. It's a big thing over there, and you can go to we've posted a link, right? But it was Aussie Stoners, and is the forum, and go have a look there, and it comes up if you Google PGR, or you go through the High Alert, which is our local government alert. So I think there might have been a link from the High Alert.
And there might be some products in the list.
They name the products that they've had tested or they know about, you know, and certainly with kind of mutual suppliers and things, if it's on there, it's probably the same here, you know, the same products and things. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, be careful out there. That's one thing. But it really, that together with, as I say, this thing that was on the Sunday paper that, around the Green Fairy study, it really just shows we need testing available. You know, not just for taking pills at festivals, but for patients who are taking medicinal cannabis products that they're having to obtain illicitly, because the legal cannabis market isn't able to provide it, certainly hasn't to date. And so they're forced, as this article was saying, and we've talked about a lot here, patients are forced to go to the illicit market. And the prescription rates at the moment, you're talking maybe 1% of people who are using medicinal cannabis in New Zealand actually have a prescription for it legally.
ACC
right now.
Cover that at all?
They've covered, I think, 6 people, or was it 8 people, something like that. And all of those people had to take them to court to get that.
Right.
It's a no, but
quite expensive,
you have succeeded.
Yeah.
That's right. That's one of the issues. So ACC could, and Pharmac could. And
medicine shouldn't be an elitist thing. You know, that's where I'm coming from.
It's an equity issue, right? What we have at the moment is access for people who are able to navigate the system and then able to afford the products.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be that way. You know, if we want an equitable health system and equitable access
to
medicinal cannabis,
not everyone listens to marijuana media all the time. Not everyone listens to BFM. Some people are trapped on shitty radio stations.
Well, I feel for them.
We've gone back to this example a couple of times, but one of our friends is in a wheelchair, and it was easier for him to just
hit me up,
get it from the UK rather than
And so that's the reality. So given that's the reality, let's have access to testing. You know, there should be a walk-in off the street place that you can just go to and get your products tested. Right on, we're agreed. Love it. Take note, government.
Hey, just quickly, Chris, you heard of anybody going through a police stop where they're checking for cannabis?
You mean in recent times?
Yeah, has that rolled out yet? You know, like.
No, but the bill did get returned. So I guess if you're meaning checking drivers for being under the influence,
stuff.
Separate from searching people or whatever.
Oh no, no.
So that bill has come back, and so it advances to another stage. And one of the things, and again, people might have heard me saying, oh, they've actually done pretty well with this bill. It's all like consistent with alcohol, and we can't complain about that, right? And to be frank, you know, you've got to smoke a fair ton of weed to get to the same level of impairment of alcohol. So if you set it consistently, then hey, you've really got to be going out of your way to be impaired by it. That's the reality of it, right? It's high doses of cannabinoids get you to that level, and most people just aren't doing that. So that would have been okay, evidence-based, factual. But it turns out they appointed this committee who looked into it and went, well, we can't come up with a number, and no one has, and we'd have to do a whole lot of research. So we're just going to base it on what they're doing in Aussie, pretty much, it looks like, which is what the swab that's available.
And that's just traces.
Yeah, well, that's 1 nanogram in your saliva per mil. But if you do that, it's just a fine. So, you know, oh well, just do that.
Take the help.
Because if you argue the point, if the cop gets you out and makes you walk the line and then takes a blood sample, it's a higher level, it's 3. And that level is kind of similar to where a lot of American states are. Some of the bad ones are down that level. Good ones like Colorado are more like 6 or 8 or something. Mm. But anyway, it's 3. But if you fail that one, it's a criminal record.
It just sounds so messy. I'm curious to see how it all pans out when it happens.
Yeah, and of course we've talked about this before as well. If you set these levels just like that, where it's not actually based on impairment, but you're picking up residues, well that just doesn't happen with alcohol. So if you do it with cannabis, not only that unfairness thing, but the logistics, you're going to be
actually
stopping 1 in 10 drivers and pulling them over, and what are you going to do with them all? You know, you're going to run your checkpoint for 5 minutes and then that's that. You've filled the cells for the night.
That's probably it, though, eh?
Yeah. So anyway, that's going through Parliament right now. So okay. Joy, oh joy. And you know, that, fair warning to the government, they said if New Zealand voted no, that we would get some pretty shitty things happening. They kind of alluded to it.
Cool.
There we go.
You've seen us hey! A map Thanks, of the government. US.
Yeah, meanwhile, this week, in effect today, July 1, welcome to July, today in America we have legalization taking in effect in Connecticut, New Mexico, and Virginia. So this is very good. Three states, that brings it to 44% of their population living in places that are legal. And all three of these places, it's happened through the legislature. This is American politicians just doing it, just getting on with it.
Was there any? Is it just a coincidence that three states have all done it on the same date?
I think they all passed in separate kind of times, but just being a nice date to take effect.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, but as I said, they went through their final stages over the last few months. All of these ones will allow people, well, you know, to possess and grow. Let's see, New Mexico, it's 2 ounces and 6 plants. Connecticut, it's 1.5 ounces, well, the equivalent in concentrates. Virginia, 1 ounce, 4 plants, so that kind of thing. And then with regulated sales and home growing kind of coming in phased stages. So there you go. And also today, in other good news, the Supreme Court in Mexico, ruled has decriminalized the use of cannabis today. Thank you very much, Mexico. That is far awesome out. And congratulations to you. Well done.
That's a big country.
That is awesome. And so this they've rendered the current prohibition unconstitutional by an 8-3 decision. Your adults will now be able to apply for a permit to cultivate and consume their own cannabis, but they will not be allowed to consume in public or in front of children.
First one's in cartel.
Hey, I think it's the opposite.
Actually, we've got a technical question here. Mm. What if I ate a pack of airwaves before the swab? First of all, don't do that. You'll probably get the shits, I'd say. Just maybe wash them around in your mouth and spit them out. But what if someone did that? Would it stop it?
Well, it raises a fair point, and that's that these oral swabs have a limited accuracy because what you do in between your consumption and the test can influence it, and certainly what you eat and drink influences it.
We need to find out. Well, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, mouthwash, but hey, that's high in alcohol and you'll fail that one.
Interesting. No, but it'll go away. Then you do this.
Yeah, so it does kind of question it, but
Don't get totally zoned and drive around, though. That's kind of the message of the story here, really, isn't it? Ride your bike.
Now, there Chris Rowley, late night shopping on K-Road tonight.
That's right, again. Once a month, it does seem like again, but that's because on the weekend we had such an awesome time. Mm-hmm. With the big rebirth and reopening of officially of K-Road, but all the roadwork's gone and
was there any fire poise or anything?
Didn't see any fire poise.
Okay, so it wasn't amazing.
There's a bit of gunge.
Oh, what?
Really? Oh, yeah, but party times.
A bit of gunge, what the hell?
Say no more. And so tonight, it's First Thursday because it's the first. And it's First Thursday of the month, every month.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So we're open late like everyone else and all sorts of like free entertainment and stuff.
You'll be wearing that zany hi-vis, won't you? You can't miss them.
You better spot me.
Free.
This is a hemp hi-vis, just for those who can't see it.
Free entertainment.
Which is everyone.
And late night shopping tonight. Free entertainment, you said.
Yes. I don't know what it is, but there's some. And it's going to be great. Take my word for it.
Roll up to the hemp store.
All right. Oh, and congratulations to our winner of the Guess the Joint Jar. I just
going
to say, on Saturday, very popular contest.
How many
must
was
say,
it?
People.
420?
No. 42.
No, it was just a regular size jar. But it was actually 63 in the jar, okay. Got to say. No one guessed this by closing time, by draw time. And it came down to two finalists who were close. The stoner and the professional, I kid you not. And the stoner won. The stoner beat the pro. It just, that's
what poetry. Was the competition? What was the final deciding competition there?
Guess the joints on the jar.
Yeah, wait.
That's what I said.
Right, but how did it come down to two people? And how did the one
They were the closest.
Okay.
Equally
so,
close.
So it really just came down to one person there.
It came down to two. It's
you
my
see
story.
Where I'm confused?
It's my story, man.
Do it, girl.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.